They can't argue. They can't bargain over things like pay and discipline standards and procedures and policies. But there's room for, you know, discussions over workplace safety, injuries. Apparently, there's a lot of injuries on the TSA staff. You know, they're moving this heavy luggage and screening stuff. It's, I think, a stupefying job. And you've got to stay alert nonetheless. So there are workplace issues, but they tend not to be related to keeping the flying public safe. And you have a controversy arising from this. Now, there are conflicts on a number of levels here. There are going to be two unions that are going to be fighting for the vote to represent the TSOs. And on the other hand, in Congress and among Republican activists, there's a lot of horror, really, that this workforce is going to become organized. And they are arguing that this will degrade the public safety. This will make it harder to administer TSA. And that ultimately, obviously, it's not in the best interests of the country. Now, there is legislation being introduced. There is all kinds of statements being made. And we'll just have to see how this plays out.
Well, yeah, pay and benefits being one thing off of the table, along with other policy decisions that you mentioned. It seems to me that would go a long way toward heading off the Republican argument we see gearing up in the House and the Senate against allowing this unionization.
Well, you would think, but you know, there's both the safety aspect of this. I mean, will it make managers' jobs harder? Will it make it more difficult to, you know, keep people on their jobs alert and finding the kinds of devices and the problems that they do in order to keep the planes flying and everybody safe? The other argument is political. I mean, there's a fear that the creation of a 60,000-member new union that would presumably always vote Democratic, you know, certainly erodes Republican power. There is also a patronage issue. Once these things are unionized, it becomes much more difficult to make politically motivated appointments to this workforce. It erodes managers' powers and ability to award political activists. So there's an element of that as well. But with the assurances that we have from John Pistol and from the administration is that this will not degrade safety, that the workforce will still be alert and vigilant and find all the problems. I have a feeling that if it does unionize, then we may start seeing more tests, you know, people sneaking things in on as unauthorized tests of this of the system, the way they sort of did with Acorn or with other agencies, you know, where they bring in a pistol that gets through the screening and suddenly on the other end they hold it up to the media and say, look, you know, the unionized workforce is no good. We got this pistol or, you know, a decoy bomb, I hope, through the screeners. So they have to be very, very vigilant no matter what happens. And it'll be controversial, and it'll be probably a political issue going into the 2012 election. We're already in the campaign season, and Homeland Security so far has not yet become a campaign issue, although it's moving in that direction, and this is just one more aspect of that.
One of the lawmakers in the Senate who's come out swinging against this is Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, a Republican, who argues the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service don't have collective bargaining rights for a good reason. Does that strike you as a valid bargaining chip in this, or perhaps specious?
It's an interesting point, but I would say this. I would think that their missions and their mandates are fundamentally different than TSA's. I mean, the FBI and the Secret Service are not dealing with vast masses of people moving through a transportation system on a somewhat mechanical basis. The FBI is investigating crimes and trying to prevent them. The Secret Service is protecting, you know, the public officials of this country. The TSA is moving baggage and cargo and millions of people through airports across the country. So it's a very different kind of issue that they're facing. So I would argue that it's kind of an apples and oranges issue. They're different agencies with different missions and different challenges. And so, you know, TSA lends itself more to unionization than FBI or Secret Service.
I suppose if any lawmakers dare to try to put the word strike out there, they might be taken to task over that.
Oh, my God, yes. TSA can't strike. I mean, they wouldn't be allowed to. It would be illegal. There is always that potential that you would have a public agency strike. But one presumes, and Pistol is assuring that this won't happen, that you would not have strikes or slowdowns or any of kind of that labor, those labor tactics that are used in disputes. This has a lot to do with assignments, with workplace safety. That has always come back to me as a very big issue with TSA. People get injured a lot. With treatment of people and how they're treated at the workplace, though not necessarily, you know, disputing assignments or disputing the way managers place people. So it's a delicate dance, and this is what the collective bargaining is going to be all about when and if it takes place. It does look like it will happen. We'll have to see in April when the two unions, the NTEU and AFGE, have their elections and which way the TSOs go.
How effective can neither House of Congress be in stopping this if the workers vote to go ahead and do this and pick a union?
At this point, I don't think that they can do very much. Supposedly, they could, I guess they could stop it with legislation, but I would have to see how that would play through. To me, it doesn't seem like a legislative solution seems viable. I think if the administration's going to go ahead with it, my opinion would be that the executive branch can go ahead and do it. But I could be wrong. Maybe they can find a legislative means of preventing it. We'll have to see.